The Gemara Masechta Nida Daf Beis speaks at length, Beis Daf Gimel, regarding the concept of Hamid Dovel Chazkosai. We could assume that the Chazaka remains. And actually, as the Rishonim explain, even though the Gemara brings down that concept of Hamid Dovel Chazkosai to explain the opinion of Shammai in our Mishnah, but the Rishonim explained that Hillel as well agreed to the concept of Hamid Dovel Chazkosai, that the only reason in our Mishnah he doesn't apply that concept is for the various reasons given in our Gemara. However, when we learn this halacha, when we apply this concept, there's a halacha that applies every day of the year. And it seems to be contrary to this concept. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Simen Ches Sif Test teaches us, Kol Shiyuvarech, before somebody makes a bracha on the tzitzis, Ya'ayim B'chutei HaTzitzis, he should examine them, and Mem Ksherim, if the tzitzis is kosher, Kedei Shlo Yuvarech Levatol, in order that he should not make a brach levatola. And the question is, why is it necessary to check the tzitzis if we could rely on the chazaka? There's a cheskas kashrus, a status quo, that the tzitzis are kosher. So there are three reasons given by the achronim for this reason, for this. One, as the Magen Avraham explains, that the concept that we could rely on a chazaka is only when we don't have an option but to rely on the chazaka. But when we have an option to not have to rely on the chazaka, we should certainly not rely on the chazaka. And as I saw the Sharm Tzion of Halacha in Simon Tess, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Sifkot and Yod, is clearly of the opinion that this checking the tzitzis is only a chumra. He quotes the Eliyahu Rabba, who brings down from the Shalos Tshuvos Beis Yaakov, that if indeed someone is in a place where he only has this talus, and if he'll check this talus, it turns out that it's this puzzle, he will not have a talus to wear, he could rely on the chazaka. And the explanation given is that since it's only a chumrah, it's not absolutely required, because as we just explained, it's only because we can rely on Hamidav al Chaskosai. So sometimes we should rely best on Hamidav al Chaskosai in order to avoid a shayla. And in fact, the Mishnah Brura seems to be following that approach as well, because the Mishnah Brura says that if somebody comes late to shul, and if by doing this bedika, he'll miss davening tefillah b'tzibur, or let's say somebody walks into a shul and he's called up to an aliyah, and then the halacha ought to be that he should have to check the talis. But there's a tircha de tzibura where everybody is waiting for him to go up to the Sefer Torah. There the halacha is that he could wear the tzitzis, put on the talus without checking it. And again, the reason presumably is because we could rely on the chazaka that the tzitzis was kosher, they remain kosher. That's one reason why we have to check the tzitzis and what the halacha is because of that. Another explanation that the Magen Avraham suggests is that a chazaka, which is very clear in our Gemara, A chazaka, which is oimid l'shtanos. A chazaka, which is obviously not necessarily going to stand the test of time, is not considered a full-fledged chazaka. And that's why, as Rashi explained, the chazaka of our Mishnah, that the woman had a chazaka, cheskes tara, is not really a very strong chazaka, explains the Gemara according to Rashi, because they already have a cheska, the Isha has a chazaka, also l'shtanis, she will ultimately get her period. And this is also a chazaka that tzitzis will get posel. However, regarding this as well, I saw that the Shor Mitzion Balocha says that Bizman Hazeh, perhaps the tzitzis are stronger. Bizman Hazeh, we certainly don't wear the tzitzis, and many, especially the Tal Skuddle, that many hours in the day. So we don't see that the tzitzis really get possible. So if the reason for checking the tzitzis is because we need to be concerned that they're going to get posel, here it seems that we need not be concerned for that. And the third reason that the Rishonim give, and it seems that that's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch, as we read at the beginning of the shiur, said we need to check the tzitzis, that we shouldn't come to a brachal of Atoa, is the opinion of the Rosh. And as I saw from Rav Ozner Zatzal in the Shas Tshuvas Shevet Alevi Chelik Beis Simen and Ches, that he claims that this is the primary reason. He says that the concern is a bracha levatala. Yes, we could rely on the chazaka to assume that the tzitzis are kosher, but we still need to be concerned that if the tzitzis are not kosher, I'm making a bracha levatala. And he brings a raya to this because he quotes a Rosh. The Rosh says that there were people that apparently had a minig that were machm not to wear the tzitzis in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbam Shabbos. Because since, as the Gemara Masech, the Shabbos Daf Kufla Mites Oba Beis teaches us, that if somebody wears tzitzis, wears a talis, Rosh Hashanah Rabbam without tzitzis, it's considered as if he's carrying. So therefore they were concerned that the tzitzis may be posel and they'll end up being over Chil Shabbos. Yet the halacha is, you don't have to check your tzitzis. Nobody quotes the halacha that you have to check your tzitzis before you walk out on Shabbos. So why is that any different than the halacha that we just quoted? It must be, because we indeed have the concept of Hamadova al Chaskosoi. We could rely on a chazaka. However, as much as we could rely on a chazaka, that doesn't obviate the concern of Brach Levatala. And that's why there's a special halacha here that you have to check your tzitzis in order to avoid a Brach Levatala. So according to this, let's say it's going to be a situation where you're not making a bracha on your tzitzis. And there are a number of examples. One example is the example that we gave a moment ago, where you're putting on talis because you walked into shul and you were called up to the Sefer Torah, and you're not putting on your talis and you're not making a bracha. Or people who wear a talis gadol, that the minig is that the bracha tzitzis, the lasate b'tzitzis, they make on the talis gadol, and they make no bracha on the talis cotton in the morning. So if the concern is that, as we said a moment ago, that tzitzis get posel, or if the concern is that wherever you could verify, you shouldn't rely on the chazaka, then you should have to check your talis cotton as well. But if the concern is only because of bracha levatala, so there's no concern of bracha levatala on a tzitzis that you're not, on a talis cotton, that you're not making a bracha. Or if you're wearing more than one pair of tzitzis, again, you only make a bracha on the first, and therefore the Rosh's concern would not be there. Rav Moshe, in a tshuva, Igros Moshe, Eirachayim, Chelik Dalit Simon Chaf Aleph, discusses this halacha, and he makes the point that not only are we obligated, as the Shulchan Aruch says, as we just explained, to check the tzitzis, but people have a tendency of only checking the strands that are coming out of the tzitzis. The Tzevra Maisha, you should check the tzitzis all the way up to the corner, and also the corner, as with all the halachas that apply to them. And actually, there's more of a reason to check there than to check by the strands. Because by the strands, if one is torn, the tzitzis are still kosher. But if the knots that are connected to the beged are torn, then the entire tzitzis are possible. So there's more of a reason to check there than to check on the strands. Another shaila that comes up very often is regarding Shabbos. Because there's a big concern in checking the tzitzis on Shabbos. Because if you check the tzitzis on Shabbos, especially if they're tangled, that may involve different activities that are osur on Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah and most Pesachim are of the opinion that still you should check your tzitzis Shabbos morning before you put on your talis and make the bracha. However, the proper thing the Pesachim say to do is on Matzoy Shabbos, when you fold your talis, because as the halacha really is, you shouldn't fold the talis Shabbos, check your tzitzis then as you're folding them on Matzoy Shabbos. We're talking about a talis that you only wear on Shabbos, and then you put away for the whole week till next week, Shabbos. So then you won't have an issue that you'll need to check your tzitzis next week, Shabbos, and get into different types of Shabbos. Actually, this approach is not only it's not only doable on Matzah Shabbos, it's doable on every day. Meaning, if someone knows that he's late in the morning, he doesn't have time in the morning before Shabbos, he comes davening the last minute, and there's no time for him to check his tzitzis. What would be best for such an individual to do is every morning when he finishes davening, he should check his tzitzis before he puts them away. He should check the tzitzis on his talis before he puts it away. And then he puts it into his talis bag, and they're not used the whole day. And therefore, he doesn't need to check the tzitzis before he puts it on in the morning before he davenes.